This is the Meanwhile section of the Korea Joongang Daily for August 24th to 25th, 2019. Innovation or Marketing by Lee Dong-hyun. I joined Video On Demand or VOD streaming service Whatcha Play to watch the HBO series Chernobyl. The 19 Emmy-nominated series was satisfying, but I suddenly wondered how much digital content I have subscribed to. I joined Apple Music early on and have paid memberships with Korean and US accounts. Several years ago, I joined Netflix to watch Narcos, a Netflix original series. I joined Melon to listen to music on the Kakao AI speaker in the living room. As each subscription is about 10,000 won or $8.26 a month, a considerable sum is automatically paid. The subscription economy has started to take root in Korea already. From over-the-top services like Netflix, there are services for getting shirts or food delivered or getting a car ride. Columbus Dispatch published an analytical report on the illusion of the subscription economy last month. It starts with a case of a person who wants to watch a Hollywood flick on VOD, but he could not remember if the service he subscribed to was Netflix, Hulu, or Amazon Prime. Professor Daniel McCarthy at Emory University's Goizueta School of Business said that the subscription economy's popularity is a sign of laziness, and by participating in the subscription economy, people buy more goods than consumed or pay the cost of unused commodities. He said that there had been subscription delivery services in the past, such as milk delivery. Is the subscription economy a new business model in the fourth industrial revolution era, or a marketing tactic, taking advantage of people who forget they are even subscribed? It is a matter that the market will decide in the end. Subscribe to the Korea Joongang Daily, and you'll also receive a daily subscription to the New York Times.